The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce recently celebrated 125 years of service and are now looking ahead to the future. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The Chamber held its annual meeting recently in downtown Pensacola, outlining the previous year's accomplishments. An 18% increase in membership to about 1,300, about 50 ribbon cuttings for new or expanding businesses, and a similar number of educational and networking events.
We're able to look at this rich history we have and see in the 1890s the focus that was put on expanding the port. It's funny that we see a lot of the same issues popping up now, so we are able to draw on that experience.
Clay Ingram, who was named the Chamber's president and CEO 9 months ago, says that's proof that the more things change, the more they remain the same.
They saw back in the late 1800s that there was a need to pool sort of intellectual capital and real capital to put the business community, the education community, and then the military all on the same page to try to increase the economic prosperity of the region. And so that really is our exact same focus today.
Other highlights include spinning off tourism and economic development and renaming them, respectively, Visit Pensacola and the Florida West Economic Development Alliance.
Florida West's focus is to bring companies here. Visit Pensacola wants to bring tourists here. They come in bathing suits. They want to come back in business suits and bring their companies here. And then the Chamber of Commerce's role is to grow this community and make this place something that those two organizations can go out and sell to the world.
We started this process in January with a session at Museum of Commerce.
Visit Pensacola President Steve Hayes in an interview last May prior to the kickoff of Destination 2020, for which they heard input from local tourism officials, elected officials, business owners, and residents.
We had almost 150 people show up for that event, listening and help guiding the conversation of kind of what we need to do. And then over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we had additional public input sessions out in Perdido and Pensacola Beach and in Pensacola.
According to figures from Visit Pensacola, revenue generated from the tourism development tax in 2014 totaled about $700 million, nearly 11% higher than the previous year, and roughly $155 spent per day per tourist.
More than 50% of what they spend in the community is spent in businesses that are here. If those businesses are healthy, they're also contributing to the local tax base. Our visitors, you know, they help in a variety of different ways, so it's always important to celebrate what they do for our communities.
Looking ahead to 2016, CEO Clay Ingram says the Chamber's focus is on three areas. First up, workforce education.
To come together and make sure that we are aligned with partners in education to make sure that the degrees that are being given and the things that people are encouraged to major in align with where the jobs are here, because we want people to stay here when they graduate.
One example is Navy Federal Credit Union, which will employ up to 10,000 when expansion is complete in 2020. The second area is community health.
For our employers and our business members, as they present ways to their employees to help maintain their health or create a healthy work environment, you know, less sick days, and the employees are happier when they're at work because they feel better. And so there's a hard dollar number that goes along with just the fact that people feel well.
Number three on the list is a new form of small business advocacy. Ingram says with the spinoff of Florida West, gone are the days of government retribution over the Chamber's public funding.
You couldn't very well take some ordinance that the city council is going to pass and vehemently argue against it when if you made someone mad, they had the ability to cut your funding. And now we can go before any governmental body and we can push for things that will be positive for the business community, and then we can argue against things that we see that will harm the business climate.
The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce has also formed industry-specific committees where businesses can share best practices, and a policy committee is on the drawing board, which could speak in the future on issues affecting small business. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.